are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And our Thursday edition of People in Your Neighborhood is brought to you this morning by Lee Real Estate. And joining us first up, we've got Kevin Larson and David Grabitsky from the South Dakota State Historical Society. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Nice to have you here today. And we're getting close to, you know, the last chance for you to come up and see things for a while.
Yeah, it'll be on Saturday. It'll be the last day that you can come to our exhibits as they are, and you'll be able to compare them then. If you do come, you'll be able to compare them to what is coming for the nation's sesquicentennial.
Absolutely. And how are things going with the renovation, the moving, packing, all of that?
Well, the big day was on Tuesday when we moved most of the staff, that went very well. Everything was very well marked, as you can imagine. A bunch of people that are used to classifying things and labeling them correctly, and so that they can be found. They were labeled well, and then our buildings and grounds came in and moved those things speedily and effectively, and both to the mall and to the Becker Hansen building.
Yeah, that's right. You've got a couple of places where some of the items will still be available for folks to see.
Yeah, so we'll have a display at the mall at the North Ridge Plaza. We'll have a small display here after everybody gets relocated, and then a couple different locations across the state. So that's a work in progress, as David can talk about.
Yeah, we have already lent one of our objects out, and called Against the Current Thermosphere, that went to Spearfish, the High Plains History Museum out there. And we're talking with the Meade Museum in Yankton, and the Military Alliance in Sioux Falls, and other places. The main thing to think about is that these things are under the state's care. They're highly significant objects that have requirements for temperature control and humidity and security and all those sorts of things. And the care that they get here is what they should receive out there.
Absolutely. So look forward to how everything comes along, and the brand new building when it's all done. I'm sure the excitement is there that you're getting close to get this rolling.
Yeah, very much so.
So if people want to find out more about what you've got going on, and you've got the history conference coming up as well, there's some good things.
Yeah, we're not stopping the hard work, that's for sure. So coming up April 21st and 22nd, Great Faces, Great Places, History Makers in South Dakota annual history conference is coming to the Ramcota here in Pierre. So register online now, history.sd.gov, and go. It links you to the foundation website, and members get a huge discount. So if you're a member, you get a $50 discount. So register now before the end of the month for another major discount. So early registration gets you into the history conference. And let me tell you, it's going to be the best one yet. So it's going to be fascinating. We got tons of speakers, and then we got Joseph Bottom, who is one of the most famous South Dakotans in state history, is coming to town. So make sure to register online, more information, history.sd.gov, and click on the history conference when you get there.
Sounds good. Well, we appreciate the update. Look forward to getting more updates along the way as the renovations get underway, and you can tell us a little bit more about all that.
Of course. We'll be back.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Kevin Larson and David Grabitsky from the South Dakota Historical State Association, joining us this morning as we'll continue. People in the Neighborhood will chat with Fort Pierre Mayor and a special guest with her coming up next.
This is Meredith at Lee Real Estate. Now is the time for you to list your home with Lee Real Estate. We have buyers looking for homes in all price ranges, with many homes selling very quickly. If you've been thinking about selling your home, give us a call and we'll do a free market analysis and give you the best information to get the best price for your home. And buyers, we have the homes you're looking for, or we will find it for you. Check us out on Facebook at Lee Real Estate Pier, or find us at leerealestatepier.com.
Continuing on with People in Your Neighborhood on this Thursday morning, joining me is Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Dave, and congratulations on that grandbaby.
Well, thank you very much. Can't wait to get him back home. And
oh, I'll bet. So where does he live?
Well, right now he's in Sioux Falls.
In Sioux Falls,
some special care, but they're taking great care of him, and he's doing better and better each day.
And then he'll be back here.
Absolutely.
Oh, and you can spoil him to death.
That's the plan.
That's a grandparent's job.
That's what I hear we're supposed to do. Hitting you up for some pointers.
Okay. I've done a little bit of that.
That's what I hear. And lots of great things, as always, happening in Fort Pierre. You've got some big news you wanted to share.
We do. We had a nice meeting in the governor's conference room. The governor was ill and unable to attend the meeting, but the lieutenant governor and several members of the governor's staff were there. A couple of cabinet secretaries and Calvin Ghostbear and brought a group of honorees and Scott Deal, who manages the fairgrounds, was there. Mayor Harding and I were both invited, and a fun event. It's just, we love the Indian relays, and we are so happy to have them back in Fort Pierre. We didn't get the champion of champions this year. That went to Cheyenne, Wyoming, but hopefully another year. And so I understand that Calvin Ghostbear is on the line and waiting to tell us all about it.
Yes, he is. Good morning, Calvin. And tell us, for those who aren't familiar with the Indian Relays, what are we going to see if they come on out and enjoy it?
Well, good morning to both of you. Thank you for having me this morning and to share a little bit about Indian Relay. I'm sure that a lot of people within our communities, especially in the Fort Pierre area and the surrounding communities in that area, have experienced Indian Relay at one time. There are a lot of them who haven't. For the ones who haven't, it's an event that's going to keep you on the edge of your seat, standing and clapping and watching the fast-paced event that is going to keep you on your feet and cheering for your favorite team. You know, this extreme sport is growing in more and more in popularity each and every year. We're getting more and more teams, and we're getting more and more events. We're getting more and more dollars into each one of the events throughout the Midwest and throughout the Great Northwest, and as well as up in Canada. So we're very excited to bring this event to Fort Pierre for 2023. And we look forward to working with the people in the community and working with the mayor.
Yeah, it sounds like a great time. And why did you decide to come back to Fort Pierre and bring this great event?
One of the reasons was the central location to the teams in North Dakota, South Dakota, Montana, and Wyoming. We've also had some teams that came and participated previous years from Minnesota as well. The reach for some of the teams up in Washington and Idaho, down in Arizona, we've had some participation. Some of the teams there will travel, but being the location for the season opener, May 20th and 21st, I feel this was the perfect venue location for the teams that are participating in this area, you know, five state area. I'm confident that this event will draw the teams that we're hoping to participate, and I think it'll be a great event.
Yeah, it sounds like it should be a lot of fun, and we're glad to have you in the area to kick off the season and encourage folks to come on out, whether they've been before, if this is something that's going to be new for them. It's just another wonderful event to have in the area.
It sure is. And, the Fort Pierre, and like the mayor had said, we were in here, and we were, thanking some individuals there, and we look forward to working with the Pierre and City of Pierre and Fort Pierre, as well as with the people within the tourism department. And, Scott Deal has been a big, big help in this. And so we wanted to thank him. He's been working with us and wanting to make sure that everything goes off smoothly at the facility. So I'd like to thank everybody for reaching out and extending a helping hand. And that goes a long way when you're putting on an event such as this.
It really is important. We look forward to having you back in the area. And thanks for joining us this morning, Calvin.
Thank you.
There's Calvin Ghost Bear joining us this morning. Boy, it's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, you always have so many fun events, but kicking off their season in Fort Pierre is going to be really, really nice.
Oh, that's exactly right. And a lot of planning has already gone into a number of those events, working on Trader Days already. Mm-hmm. All of the rodeos are in the planning, and of course, the 4th of July. And one thing that we are going to have as a challenge this year is the two-lane traffic.
Right.
Over the bridge, over the 4th of July. And the 4th of July gets to be a big bottleneck anyway, with so many of pier people coming over for the parade. So we'll have some advice for you. We may try to do a few things different to try to fix that problem a little bit. Mm-hmm. But you know, make sure you get an early start for the parade, because there will be a bottleneck on the bridge. There's just no doubt about it. The DOT is working really hard with us to mitigate some of those traffic issues, and they have invited all of the Teton Island business owners and managers to a meeting next week, so that we can talk about things that business owners can do to help themselves with this two-way traffic. We know it's coming. We know it's necessary, and we're not going to complain about it a whole lot because we can't wait for that new bridge.
Right. The end result is going to be great. We're just going to have to be a little patient at times through the summer is all.
That's right. And so, again, we'll be talking about this a lot as the time gets closer and give you some special instructions. One thing that we could do is have some lunch opportunities so that people don't have to rush back across the bridge and can wait for the traffic to die
right.
down a little bit. So I think that's one thing we'll be working on.
Sounds good. And of course, folks want to know what's going on and keep up and have any questions, they can always reach out and give you a call.
Exactly. And I want to mention that those three important positions will not close until April 3rd. And so if you want the opportunity to work with just an incredibly great bunch of people, long-term, loyal, dedicated employees, there are applications online. Mm-hmm. and the positions are a street position, a parks position, a general maintenance superintendent, and an assistant public works director, who is the code enforcement officer in Fort Pierre. So give us a call, 223-7690, and we'd just love to have you as part of our team. There's a $2,000 hiring bonus, by the way.
Oh, very nice. So some great opportunities. Get those applications in.
Absolutely. Thank you, Dave.
Always great to have you here, Mayor. Look forward to seeing you next week.
Thank you so much.
All right. There's Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen joining us this morning as we wrap up the Thursday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, which was brought to you by Lee Real Estate.